بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. Peace be with you. We talked about listening to oneself and listening to the people around us, our family, our parents, our children. And still there is something which is important in our teachings, in the Islamic teachings, has to do with our neighbors. And it's so important that, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, was so much insisting on this, that the companions understood that he was going to say that they can inherit from their neighbor, and they can and they will be heirs in the reality of our faith. So they are important, and we come to understand Islam. If you look at the second practical pillar of Islam is zakat. You have to spend it, and as we are fasting and there is a zakat Ramadan, you have to give the money just in your neighborhood. You have to look at the people around you. With our life today and you know, the communications and the means of communication, it's as if we are connected to the world, so we are very quick to be very emotional about what is happening around the world and very neglectful about the people around us. And this is something which is part of the spiritual journey, is look at yourself, yes, look at your family, but you can look at your neighborhood and the people who are close to you. That's an essential part of the way you are going to repair the social fabric, the social reality around you with your neighbor. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said he has not completed his faith, the one who can sleep at peace while his neighbor is starving and is facing social realities and bad realities. That's something which tells you so much about the fact that you should show concern about the people around you, about your neighbor, and you have to repair this relationship. It's out of a smile, out of the way you deal with them, because you know that sometimes just near to you, in the flat near to you, in your neighborhood, people are suffering, people are starving sometimes. There are realities that are difficult, domestic violence, and even more than this. And sometimes we remain silent, or we do as if, or we react in a way as if we haven't seen anything, as if it's not us. And we are confusing between, yes, you should not ask too much, but we should show concern about the reality of the people. And the neighbors are part of your spiritual journey. And the last question that you have to ask yourself is why God, why Allah has put them on your way, close to you. This is the true question, because at the end of the day, there is no accident in the fact that out of their presence, in what they give, and in which way they are disturbing your daily life, there is a meaning that you have to get. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.